Did you guys see? I didn't catch much of this in the news because they were focusing on Melania Trump's speech. But Nick Cannon, what's going on with Nick Cannon? He was protesting with the Black Lives Matter group, that terrorist organization. Yes, I said it. Domestic terrorists. imagine if a Republican, well, first off, you can't be a Republican in Hollywood. Seriously. I take it back. You can't be a working. You can't be a working actor who's a Republican in Hollywood. When I say this, people go, "Oh, well, what about James Woods?" I go, "Okay, yeah. And when's the last time you saw James Woods?" "Oh, well, Bruce Willis." "Yeah. When's the last time you seen Bruce Willis?" "The Baldwin brother." "Okay, I rest my case. The Baldwin brother, not Alec, but the other one, the ugly one." "Okay, who else?" "John Voight." "Yeah, okay. His daughter disowned him, and he's on a Showtime show with Liv Schreiber." "Okay, great. Next, who else?" "Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell." "Yeah, okay. I'm not even going to dignify that. If you are a working actor, a legitimate star in Hollywood today, not 20 years ago, not when John Voight's doing the Deliverance, okay? Not when he's doing Champ, okay? All right? Not when James Woods is doing Videodrome and no. If you're a working Hollywood actor who's in feature films, you're not a Republican. You might be a closet Republican, but you're not. Imagine a prominent working Hollywood actor who's on top. Because, I mean, yeah, Nick Cannon's not, Brad Pitt or The Rock, but the guy is on America's Got Talent. The guy is on a hit 1 hour show with Simon Cowell or before that Howard Stern. The guy's a prime time television star. And if you see these pictures, he's got the head wrap. I mean he looks like a Black Panther. He looks like he's part of the Black Panthers. You got to look at, he's got this head wrap on. He's wearing the black shirt, the black leather jacket like the Panthers wore. I mean, he's ready. He's ready to shoot people. This guy. He's ready to shoot people. You know, the guy in Baton Rouge. He's part of the... He was a member of the new Black Panthers. He was part of the new Black Panthers. So here's Nick Cannon. Marching. Well, Black Lives Matter. Imagine if you had whoever, Joe Magnolio, Bradley Cooper. Imagine if Bradley Cooper, marching with the Tea Parties. Seriously, imagine if all of a sudden there's this rally, Tea Party group, condemning all of these liberal issues, liberal programs. They're against gay. They're at a no gay marriage rally. Imagine, you know, no gay marriage. And all of a sudden the camera pans and there's Bradley Cooper. And he's got like a vest on. He's got an assault rifle around his back. He's like, Tea Party. Bradley Cooper would have been ran out of Hollywood. Today, they would have had a eulogy for Bradley Cooper. That's it. Done. And here's Nick Cannon. Here's Nick Cannon marching with people, with a group that takes to the street and says, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? Dead cops. What? That's what Nick Cannon is marching with. Pigs in a bacon. Fry them pigs. Pigs in a bacon. That's what he's marching with. It's amazing. It's just an amazing time. It's an amazing time. And I'll say it again, like I've said on this program for over a year and a half. We Republicans are never, ever going to change what is going on until we control the media. Plain and simple. Until we control the media. We have to own the media, just like the liberals do. We have to own NBC. We have to own Time Warner. We have to own all of these conglomerates, Washington Post. We have to own the New York Times. When I'm sitting in an airport waiting on my connecting flight to go see my parents in Florida, I'm watching CNN. I'm sitting there watching a liberal news program. So until we control that, always going to be in a situation where if you're Republican in Hollywood, you have to hide. At least if you want to actually work. I mean, being a Republican in Hollywood is kind of like, and now it's not the same because now it's cool to be gay. It's hip to be gay. It's hip to be gay. It's hip to be transgender, trans testicle, trans whatever. It's hip. It's cool. I identify with an old fat lady. That's what I identify with. Oh, cool. All right. Well, I identify with a young, muscular, 20-something-year-old, blonde-haired, Norwegian-looking fella. How's that? Okay. So now it's not necessarily the same, but let's take it back, say, 10 or 15 years ago. Remember when it wasn't cool to come out and be gay? And the guys or the women would come out in later in life. So after they've either made enough money where if they come out and say they're gay, it's not going to affect their job, or it's not going to affect their family because their kids are all grown up. And then they're in their 50s and they go, family, I just want to tell you, I'm gay. And everybody goes, oh, wow, okay. That's what it's like to be a Republican in Hollywood. You can't come out when you're young. You have to wait until there's no roles left. And when there's no roles left and you've already made your money or you pissed your money away, whatever. That's when you can come out and then go, I just want to tell everybody I'm a Republican and I'm voting for Donald Trump. When that happens, it's all good. I mean, Bradley Cooper coming out for the Tea Party, he'd be done. But Nick Cannon, I'm telling you guys got to see these pictures of Nick Cannon. It's like looking at Huey Newton. It's like the Huey Newton from the Black Panthers from 30 years ago. You know, where he's sitting in the big fan chair and he's got a spear in one hand, a gun in the other, and he's got the beret on, the leather jacket. That's what Nick Cannon looks like. But instead of the beret, he's wearing like this head wrap. He's wearing like this weird head wrap. I'm telling you, it's frightening. It is frightening. I'm frightened. I'm frightened by this. I'm frightened. You gotta look at it. We'll post it on our Twitter feed later, but you gotta look at this Nick Cannon. He's frightening. Frightened. But that's what's going on at the Republican National Convention. It's outside. We're going to call him Huey Cannon. Huey Newton Cannon. He's out there. And you know what's wild? What's wild and nobody in the media, because, listen, the Black Lives Matter, whatever the hell you want to call it, Black Lives, it's a sham. It's a scam. It's divisive politics. It's a way for Obama to divide. It's a way for him to create this tension. It's a way for Democrats to get reelected. Okay. So the media is not going to listen. The number one way to just shut down a conversation with anybody is to say racism. So if you say to somebody, hey, I don't know, you're a racist. Oh, geez. That's all you got to say. You're a racist. You're a homophobe. You're a xenophobe. You're fat shaming. You're invading my safe space. You're a bully. I mean, these are new. Well, it wasn't like this 10 years ago. Absolutely was not like this 10 years ago. So if you look in these pictures of Nick Cannon and his Black Lives Matter crew, they all have the Black Power. They have the right fist in the air holding it up, Black Power. You know, that is the symbol, and that is what the shooter in Dallas. You've seen those pictures. He's got his hands up like that, Black Power. That's that Black Power. He's holding it. He is doing exactly what Nick Cannon and the rest of these domestic terrorists are doing in this picture. But the media is not going to talk about this. Remember, if you actually showed the American people what Black Lives Matter is doing, the American people would turn on this movement. If they played on a constant loop, if CNN played on a constant loop, these protests that are taking place where they're throwing rocks at police officers, they're throwing bottles at police officers, they're smashing windows. In Oakland, they're spray painting murderers on the police doors at the department. If that was on loop, people's attitudes would be night and day as it pertains to Black Lives Matter. That's why the media doesn't show it on a loop. But you take one 76-year-old man at a Trump rally who gives a forearm shot to a black kid who's telling the crowd to F you and calling them honkies and flicking them off, that's on a constant loop. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Constant loop. But watching Black Lives Matter break windows, throw rocks, spray paint, police state, nope. That's called a peaceful protest. Shutting down the 405 here in Los Angeles, shutting it down, having hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Black Lives Matter protesters, terrorists, shut down the 405 freeway is not peaceful. But you didn't see that on an endless loop. Nope. Hell no. Absolutely hell no. Just like you're not going to hear about Cannon. I mean, you want to hear what he posted, this goofball? The election of the president and vice president of the United States is an indirect vote. Citizens cast ballots for a slate of members of the U.S. Electoral College. These electors, in turn, directly elect the president and vice president. Each state is allocated a number of electoral college electors equal to the number of the senators and representatives in the U.S. Congress. Under the U.S. Constitution, each state legislature is allowed to designate a way of choosing electors. Once chosen, the electors can vote for anyone, but usually vote in accordance with the state popular vote. So in 2016, 538 people will choose the next president of the United States. this guy... This is a Hollywood act. This is a Hollywood big shot. This is a Hollywood big shot. And he's getting militant. This is militant. Militant Cannon. It's just insane. Ay, ay, ay. But the media is not going to talk about it. The media is not going to publicize it. The media is not going to do anything about it. Absolutely not. Not going to do anything about it. It's pretty wild, man. It's pretty wild. Oh, it's nuts. Anyways, there's my 2 cents on. There's my 2 cents on Nick Cannon. We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be back. Man, you guys, do you realize we've had our one of our television feeds on in the green room. And I also have a small feed that goes in the studio. And do you realize for the last 3 hours, all I've been watching on CNN is them talking about the Melania Trump speech. That's all I've been talking. That's it. That's all they're talking about. Melania Trump. Plagiarized speech. Now, she didn't plagiarize the speech. Speech writers put that line in there to do exactly what they're doing today. And not one person is talking about it in that context.